From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our program. Be ready to follow our study of Mark chapter 10, the verses 17 to 22, for we'll be turning to that portion of God's Word in just a moment. I hope you can join with us in our evening program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be playing the final extract from the testimony of Mrs. Lorraine King. Tonight she will tell us of the dreadful news that her father and fellow workmen had been involved in a roadside explosion, with many of them being killed. You can imagine the terrifying anxiety that the family passed through as they waited for news of whether their loved one was alive or dead. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Let us read God's Word now at Mark chapter 17, and after that I will play a hymn, a very well-known and much-loved hymn, sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. But first of all, Mark chapter 10, the verse 17. And when he, that's the Lord Jesus, was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honour thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. May God bless his word to our hearts. Here's the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet singing, How Great Thou Art.
Take away my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
In our study of this incident, we have learned so far how that this young man came to Christ entertaining an opinion of himself that was unwarranted. He thought more highly of himself than really he ought to. When the Savior challenged him about the keeping of the law, the young man was under the impression that he had indeed kept all of the law. Verse 20, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. When the Saviour, through the words that he had spoken to the young man in verses 18 and 19, had not breached, as it were, his self-confidence, the Lord Jesus took his dealings with this young man a little further. In verse 21, following the young fellow's response, the Saviour, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. Here again we have cause to marvel at the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. The young man had just had presented to him the commandments that are contained in what we call the second table of the law. Those are the commandments that govern our behavior and our attitude toward our neighbor. Now the Savior is going to show to the young man that far from him having kept all these commandments and loved his neighbor as himself, he did no such thing. He says, Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. You have come to me, young man, interested, you claim, in how to inherit eternal life. You're interested in an eternal inheritance in heaven. All right, here is how you go about obtaining an inheritance in heaven. Sell all that you have, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. The young fellow went away sad and grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, what are we taught here? Well, very simply this, that contrary to what that young fellow believed, he did not love his neighbor as he had claimed. Giving away his money to the poor would have been a manifestation of his love for others. But he loved his money more, he loved himself more, and thus the Saviour brought home to him the true state of his heart. He didn't love his neighbour as he thought he loved his neighbour. He may well have exercised a degree of charity. After all, being rich, he could well afford it. He may have thought that as a result of the charitable actions in which he engaged, that this was a manifestation of love. But it wasn't. Love for our neighbour is manifested when we love them as much as we love ourselves. Mark chapter 12 and the verse 31, and here again we have the Saviour speaking, and he's speaking on the same subject as we're looking at this morning. The Saviour says that the second commandment is like the first one, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Here's what it is to love our neighbour, to care for them to the same degree as we care for ourselves. Not to seek after our own good to a degree above that which we would seek after the good of our neighbour. And this young man, he suddenly found himself condemned by the law. Contrary to his notion that he had kept the law, he discovered that he was in actual fact in breach of the law. But not only did the Saviour say, give your possessions away to the poor, but he said, come, take up your cross and follow me. He was not only challenged now about his keeping of the second table of the law, but he was now challenged also about his keeping of the laws regarding his love for God. The Saviour says, not only give away your possessions and thus help the poor, but come, take up the cross and follow me. Follow me. He had come to the Saviour saying, good master. What is a master? Someone who rules you. Someone who governs you. All right, says the Saviour, you call me good master. Take up the cross and follow me if I am your master. His response, he went away. Oh, men and women, how many think of themselves as Christians? How many think of themselves as loving God? But in truth, they are in love with themselves, in love with their possessions, in love with their comforts, and they will have nothing whatsoever to do with taking up the cross of Christ, bearing his reproach, following after him. This young man went away sad. You can't be happy without Christ. No matter what money you have or advantages in this life, it is only the soul that is at peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ, the soul that knows its sins are forgiven, that can know joy. Psalm 32, the verse 1 reads, blessed or happy is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Oh, can you say today, my sins are under the blood, and I am right with God? May the Lord bless his word to each listener. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.